Welcome back to EcoTalk, and this is time for our partner segment. This partner segment is sponsored by our friends at the Natural Resources Defense Council. Well, a few blocks north of downtown Los Angeles, there's a large, mysterious parcel of land known as the Cornfield. Decades ago, it was a major railroad switching yard. Now, the once contaminated 32-acre brownfield is being transformed into a state park. In our series of features produced with NRDC, Daniel Heinerfeld reports on a community's effort to restore a part of nature in the midst of America's second biggest city.
Driving past the cornfield, you wonder why so much land sits unused, surrounded by dense, thriving neighborhoods. It wasn't always so. Alicia Brown, a retired teacher, has lived in the canyon above the cornfield since 1939.
It was a fun place to watch because you could see all the different trains from different companies, you know, like the Southern Pacific and the Santa Fe and the Chief, you know. And then when the railroads moved away, then it was just a big old piece of dirty dirt.
Developers later tried to turn the dirt into 1 million square feet of industrial space. Nearby residents sued, and eventually the state bought the land for a park. The question was how to create a park out of a contaminated brownfield. Enter Lauren Bonn, an artist and trustee of the Annenberg Foundation. Her idea came in a dream. She saw the entire field planted with corn, vibrant, acid blue corn. Thus began an unusual living work of art. Lauren Bonn.
In its most basic form, it's a piece about resurrecting an industrial ruin and making it fertile again through the use of a metaphor of corn, which was in a name. It became much more than that because corn became very, very real and brought not just new life to the site, but lots of other forms of life, community life, animal life, attention, beauty.
Lauren dubbed the project Not a Cornfield. The corn, in other words, was not merely corn, but a way to purify fouled land, to remind L.A. residents of a paradise lost, and to reconnect an industrial ruin with its agricultural past when it helped feed an emerging city.
The corn grew 1 foot a week. So as it started to reach 8, 9, 10 feet, finally 11 and 12 feet, people came just for the curiosity about being surrounded by that much green, that much vitality.
One of those curious people was Alicia Brown, who took her daughter and grandsons from El Paso to see the astonishing sight at the bottom of her canyon.
They thought, gee, look at this, you know, and they just enjoyed it thoroughly. Now see, if people can enjoy something like this, now this was just planting corn. You know, corn can grow in Iowa, Ohio, you know, Kansas, and here it was, and it was enjoyed so much.
As the corn grew, it attracted thousands. They came to sit around a fire pit and listen to musicians and authors. Downtown skyscrapers twinkled over the stalks. The cornfield had been resurrected. Now, people like Lewis McAdams, who chairs Friends of the Los Angeles River, are looking for ways to connect the cornfield to the adjacent waterway that once nourished it.
Our goal, Friends of the Los Angeles River's goal, is to create a Los Angeles River greenway from the mountains to the sea. The cornfield and the Taylor Yard, another old railroad yard slightly further upstream, are tremendous parkland opportunities in highly urbanized and mostly working class Los Angeles. So to put the railroad tracks underground to reconnect the river to the communities it runs through will also allow the creation through the central city of 4.5 miles of park.
It's an inspiring vision that McAdams knows could take a generation to achieve. For now, trains roll past and the cornfield sits empty again, waiting for everyone to agree on just how this unusual place should fit back into the city it helped create. For EcoTalk and NRDC, this is Daniel Heinerfeld in Los Angeles.
Thanks, Daniel. Well, that's our show for this week. Hope you'll do something especially green and groovy today, Earth Day, but better yet, of course, make every day Earth Day. We try to do that here at EcoTalk. You can find us on the web at www.ecotalk.net. See you next time. I can hear